Hello, welcome to the Roll Together podcast. Thank you for joining us for these podcast versions of our stream shows from Twitch. You can always find our schedule of upcoming shows at twitch.tv/rolltogether/schedule. Please do leave a review, and we look forward to adventuring together. Adventure! Welcome, denizens of the multiverse. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Talking as a Free Action. Please do not adjust your streams. It's me, your fourth favorite question master. Formerly the question lord triumphant, now just the poppet. Also, the Tempest is here. Slightly sort of puts a hand like, shh, I'll come to you in a moment. Right, we are your benevolent inquisitors. Now that we've been claimed to be all knowledgeable. You're right, all up here in our little noodles. So, we are also humble enough to admit there's always a chance to learn new things here in my labyrinth of lore. Now, I'm very desirous for you to meet this a new entry into our world. An Abale, I believe. This, my friends, is Tassalin. Hello, Tassalin. How are you? It's fine. Well, I don't know what time is, but how are you doing?
Hello.
Hi.
Where am I, please?
Oh, you are in a multidimensional labyrinth where you'll be solving a series of puzzles and answering some questions. You know, it's...
Is this an adventure?
Yes.
Oh, I was already on an adventure, but I suppose I have time for another one. Maybe. I don't know.
Oh, no, yes, you do. You're outside of that... you know how time is a straight line?
No.
Good, because it's not. It's more like a blancmange. Anyway, my point being, I will take you out of where you were, you will do this, and then you will go back to that original point with no memory of what happened. Although I've heard some people are trying to change that, to let people keep their memories. And that's not the rules. We need rules here. Anyway, sorry about that, Tassalin. Didn't mean to raise my voice.
It's quite rude of you in front of a princess.
Oh, yes, you are a princess. The Queen sent you out. I'm terribly sorry, Your Majesty. I will try and monitor my tone. Someone who I also will monitor my tone with is the awareness that it's not just Tassalin. And we flash and we see someone in a bowler hat and I'm like, no, not her. No, move. No. Pull it out. Nat. I'm aware that there is a Nat connected to this who, if it all gets a bit difficult for the princess might be, hold on, shifts back to say, if it gets difficult for you, sorry, even I'm feeling a bit nauseous. You can simply say, talking is a free action, and I will be able to speak to the being called Nat, which controls your actions. Again, don't worry about that.
No one controls my actions.
Tries to scroll, but to say and say, no. Oh. Anyway, before we begin, the poppet sits down in, it's not even a chair, I don't have chairs. What is it, some lounging device? Anyway. We're very delighted to say that we are sponsored by Hero Forge, Ultra Pro, Phoenix Dice, and Alchemy RPG, and we are supported by Idle Champions, Neverwinter, Elderwood Academy, and D&D Beyond. Also, we have a very special... Yes, that's been flashing up. No, don't stop looking. Stop looking through the barriers. Just... good. You've got multiple eyes. I can see you peeking. There's no sneaking and there's no peeking. And by everything holy, there'll be no creeping. Anyway.
I do creeping very well, though.
You do. You transcended time again with, turns to the audience. 45 is pretty impressive.
It was only a meager 42, actually.
Oh, I apologise. 45 is very impressive, but that's not what happened. Also, just want to say hello to the D20 Club. You remain absolute champions. Also, if you want to join them, one of your gold coins or whatever your local currency is, that will you can join us. I think I said that we'll write poems. That's not happening yet, unless you want it. I just like giving ourselves more challenge. Anyway, to sail
in. I don't know who Nat is, but I think if Nat were here, she would say, if Tom wants to write poems, then Tom should write poems. But no one else is going to ask him to.
We've already established, folks, that when we have like the board meeting, they give me a really important job, which is to make sure all the colouring in is done within the lines. So they have big discussions about sponsors and that sky is blue. I'm very important.
Sometimes he colours outside of the lines. I don't know why I'm doing Tosalen's voice. Tosalen knows nothing about this. And then we tell him that it is wrong. You cannot colour. No, you can colour outside the lines. Colour outside the lines, everyone.
Yeah.
Break free. Don't let the rules constrain you. Sorry.
As both of us look. Hey, audience, you might remember the very first Talking is a Free Action I did with Nat. And we are getting through. It's been a while, and we are slowly but surely losing it. Anyway, as I try and finish this introduction, to Salen, as I said, Talking is a Free Action will get you out of whatever puzzle you're in. Anything else you want to say before we get the show on the road?
Yes, what is a blancmange?
Oh, a blancmange is a mortal dessert. It's mostly milky. You can have it with a jelly. Have you come? Oh, roll jelly, like the stuff that your mother produces that people have at birthday. Are you aware of birthdays?
This is the sapient celebration of the passing around the sun.
The lunar, yes, the solar. Yes, and often you will have cake and jelly and blancmange, and you'll get to wear a little hat, and people will give you presents.
I like wearing hats.
I also like wearing hats.
Hmm. I don't do it very often, but...
I tell you what. What kind of hat would you like?
I don't know. Something befitting my stature and status. But also, it's got to be stealthy and practical. I am an adventurer now, so it cannot fall off.
Waves a hand. That's just now a beautiful, like, not too glintery tiara, just lands. Is that good?
I cannot see it from this angle, but I'm assuming it is excellent.
I'll tell you what, there are multiple mirrors in there. If you run into the mirror, then you can judge.
And I shall.
And she shall shunt a sonic gunk lands a large metal door. Above it, carved words that no one can read until they leave. Right, okay. Oh, sort of hovers there and go, terribly forward question. Do you have pockets or a pouch?
I must do, because I must put my dagger somewhere. Hold on. Yes, I must have pockets.
Folks, we try to play a game of who wears trousers in this. There's some characters that just don't have trousers. Most are busy bees. Okay,
trousers are very difficult. I have too many legs and a very large abdomen.
I don't think you appreciate how big this abdomen is, folks. We keep mentioning it, but anyway. Yes, if you reach into your dagger pocket, and you can pull out two dice. Right.
These
two dice.
Wait, no. But why are they there? They should be here. They're mine.
That's the issue. That is to say, looks away. They're in my hand. Looks back there. Anyway.
Change colour as well.
It's a blancmange.
Where?
Blonk. Just again in the whiteboard, we just hear a squish or something. All right. No, that wasn't a cue. Put it back. There's the sound of blancmange being lifted back up into the air. Anyway, this has got far too silly. To say, Helen.
Yes.
As we say, the ancient words, not carved into this door, but carved into our hearts. Roll that dice.
Ah, okay. This is difficult because I have strange fingers.
You do have strange fingers. Not a nice thing to say to a princess.
I'm allowed to say it, you're not.
Apologies.
39.
The large metallic door begins to swing open, revealing a corridor. The corridor is lit by torches with blue flames. The floor is paved, clean, regular stones. Are you going to enter into the dungeon?
Hello? Hello? Can I see? Can I see? Can I see what's down there? Can I see
yes,
anything else?
Yeah, you can. You can see. You can. The corridor seems to go on for about 60 feet and then takes you to a wooden door. The door has it's covered in. Actually, make a perception check.
I'm pretty good at perceiving things.
You've got many eyes. I was going to say marvelous peepers.
And antenna. That is a non-natural 20.
You truly perceive this door. It is a white painted wooden door. Copper looking metallic handle seems a bit scuffed as if it keeps being used. The paint has started peeling away, and the pattern you can see looks like almost like stars. It almost looks like some stars have been put on and like taken off and moved around. There's also a very pretty but also faded plaque which simply reads Rosie.
Oh. And we'll turn to the poppet. Hi. Who is Rosie?
We're going into Rosie's room. She's a very nice young girl who would really like to make your acquaintance.
Well, of course she would. I am a princess.
That's going to really be exciting for her, yes.
Okay.
What?
Who is that?
This is my wife, the Tempest.
And you did not introduce us? That is very rude.
Oh, apologies. Tempest, this is Tessalyn. Princess Tessalyn. Do you have a family name or is it just Tessalyn?
You know what? I consult my notebook.
You know what? Go to hell, Tom. I'm like, a very rude answer for a very charming princess.
But I believe my mother is called, checks notes, Orlaj Lyle. I don't know if Abale surnames work in the same way as humanoid ones do. Sean, whoever that may be, and I did not discuss this. So, I don't know. Let's go with Tressalyn of the Neverwinter Abale for now.
This is Princess Tressalyn of the Neverwinter Abale. A little curtsy from a hand puppet.
Pleased to meet you. Do I just pretend that I'm not just shaking the puppet's hand?
it's fuzzy and surprisingly warm. You can feel like the bones of a hand under there, which again, if it has replaced, doesn't quite. And now our puppet just stares at you. Poppet slowly moves out of the way.
You're very glamorously dressed. Yes.
I don't know where my scarf is. It's hot. Waves goes back down. Apologies about that. Yes. Would you care to go meet Rosie now?
Sure. Why not? I will. Tessalyn doesn't necessarily walk everywhere because it's actually, why if you have wings? Yeah. She's going to just fly, but like hover. Just above the floor height. Mm-hmm. Along.
How big is she? She's not B size. She's medium, right?
she's humanoid size.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, the equivalent of a small centaur because of the four legs and the abdomen, I would say.
This is like when they're doing it. There's like, the Earth was nearly hit by a meteor the size of 14 llamas. You're like, right, okay. Why? You do anything to not use the metric system.
if a humanoid was stood up normally and then happened to have extra legs at the back.
just like a normal centaur, which, as we said, is a perfect... Never forget, centaurs can ride horses. As this perfectly sized bee opens the door... She enters into a room. It is 30 by 30 feet. I don't know what that is in llamas. I didn't do well at alternative maths. It is a dark night, but there is a full moon shining in through a window. Do you have dark vision?
I do, to 60 feet.
Then this is perfectly... So this isn't so much in colour, but beautiful sort of like floral curtains in the window, a lovely rug on the floor, scattering of books, some crayons, a large wooden bed in the corner, and an absolute ton of dolls. Absolutely every surface is covered in dolls. Ceramic dolls, cloth dolls, rag dolls. They are everywhere, and they are just staring out into nothingness.
Rosie has quite the collection. Which one of you is Rosie? Or is Rosie someone else? Hello, Rosie?
What's your passive perception?
Pretty chalky, I think. Bear with.
No problem.
18.
Absolutely marvellous. as there's just a quiet clatter in the corner. Speaking of clatters, something to... Again, so like you're looking in the beautiful window to the left, bed to the right. Something towards the window has shifted and has landed. And you can hear that something is starting to move towards you. Ideally, sort of trying to get round the side of you, possibly. So there's something moving in this room.
Well, that's okay. That must be Rosie. Hello, Rosie.
Hello.
There's just a voice that seems to echo around the room. It's almost like all the dolls are speaking.
Oh. Well, that's interesting. That's like the hive mind. That's nice.
Yes. Yes, a hive mind. Are you also part of a hive mind?
Yes. Yes, I am. I'm Marvelous. Part of a literal hive.
Oh, my goodness. You're a wasp.
No. Bee.
No.
Well,
I think you're a wasp.
Again, the poppet's just sitting down and was like, rude.
I mean, actually, it is quite rude because some of our latest broods, something went wrong and they did turn into wasps. It's actually quite a sensitive subject, so if you don't mind, I am an abeille, please.
Oh. Would you like to be part of our hive mind?
No, thank you. I've got my own.
No, ours is very good.
Well, that's nice for you. Would you like to be part of mine?
Make a persuasion roll with disadvantage.
With disadvantage.
Rosie doesn't want to be a wasp, as she's convinced you are, because she's a rude little girl.
Well, it's a good job it was at disadvantage, because I did roll a nat 20. but the other one was a 4. That's still a 16 total.
Bloody hell.
What did I have to do to join your hive mind?
Well, just stay there for a moment, and...
Sean and I have sort of theorycrafted a Bale obviously only speak telepathically, really. All of this conversation would have been to Selin sort of pinging out telepathically, calling for Rosie, and if someone responded in kind. I don't know if that would have changed anything.
Interesting. Again, like I said, like when you heard it echoing, it's every single doll in this room is broadcasting to you.
We have no mechanical sort of way of restricting this, so I don't want this to feel overpowered. No. But that based on the way that the Abale behaved previously, Tassalin can connect a few people, it kind of like telepathic bond, within a short distance. So maybe can't catch every single one of them. I don't know. But... certainly,
you kind of broadcast out, and you feel it clicking with a few, and then the scruffling on the floor has moved. Something moves round to look at you. It is a small China doll, beautiful like red ringlets, little gingham dress, nice little apron. I keep trying not to swear. Absolutely. F-off sized silver needle that just walks.
We're part of your hive now.
Excellent. What should we do now?
What does a hive do?
Well, we collect nectar, we protect the queen, we look
Who's
after...
the queen? Am I the queen?
It's probably me. I am the biggest.
No, I am
a princess.
I'm also a princess, says this China doll. I want to be the queen.
Well, it's me, so you can't.
No, I'm the... the doll stomps its foot. I'm the queen.
Sure. You think that.
What's your AC?
It is 18.
For the first time ever, with a 19, you feel a silver needle plunge into you. And then you go, huh, this is weird. You have drunk. Do you look around?
Well, this is very rude. I am the one that does the stabbing.
At which point you look down at yourself. You realise you are about 2 foot tall now. And the Abel looks down and goes, no, I'm... And the most hideous grin crosses its face. I'm the princess now.
Interesting point of contention. Yes. Zaylin wears a cloth mask over nose and mouth.
Okay, retroactive. How the eyes glint with utter hideous joy. And I will be the one that gets the nectar and the pollen and the... can you just make me an intelligence check?
Sure. Oh, shit, no, this is... Okay. 23. I'm doing well on my dice rolls.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to guide your hand here, but Nat, I could guide your hand here.
I think she looks there and up at this the version of herself, and yeah. I still have the needle in my hand, right? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I just need to stab myself again, right?
make an attack roll against yourself, plus two.
Plus two? Ugh. Yeah,
you are a little China doll.
I'm never going to hit myself with a plus two. No, this is 17. I missed.
No, come back. I am the one who stabs. I am the one who stabs.
As all the dolls begin giggling hideously, the corrupted assailant staggers over to a window with the long fingers struggles, opens the latch, and kind of falls out. And you have a moment, go, very jittery.
Don't you hurt my body. I have wings. Use them. Don't throw yourself out of a window.
The wings kick in and takes off. But you get the weirdest sensation of being scooped up and lifted up. Well.
Stab you.
No.
I want my body back.
Okay. I mean, what would you give me for your body?
Stab.
Ow! You have to say the words.
Stab.
Ow! Just, again, you're going in. And again, weirdly, as it's coming out, there's no blood or anything. You are full on stabbing this entity.
I don't like this adventure.
Okay. the Tempest has lost it. Close in the... For goodness sake!
This is not time to be nude. I am in trouble.
Well, like all things in life, you're like, well, this is a real problem. How about we just... like we're in a production of Hair or something. Like, well, just get our kit off. Okay. All right. I mean, you didn't fail that. You are still technically part of a hive mind. You just hear in a voice, we'll play forever and ever and ever. And just like,
I would like to try. I know what you're trying to get me to do, Nat says.
What?
But I'm going to try something else instead first.
By all means.
One sec. I gotta read the thing. Let me read the rogue thing.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Would you say that the carrionette that's controlling my body is currently hostile towards me, given that it's running away? Okay,
yes.
Never mind then. Never mind.
Well, actually, possibly, it doesn't consider you an enemy. You're just, you've done a nice body switch, and you were very rude, saying she couldn't be the queen, so.
That's true.
I guess, yeah, so, okay. Okay, buddy.
Old chum.
Old sport, even. If I was to say that she was not a hostile being, what would you do?
Well, I would use my roguish panache to try and persuade her to give me my body back and come back here. And I would say, telepathically to the hive mind, I would beckon them all. Say, look here. It's all very well and good pretending to be a queen for the day, but it's actually a very difficult job. You've got to make decisions for everyone. It's quite stressful. I've seen my mother. Here, look, you can see a picture of my mother. I'm assuming I can do that telepathically.
Yeah.
She's very stressed a lot of the time. There's a lot of decisions to make, and I don't think that's what you want to do. I think you want to run around and have fun. Do you?
Yes. And just like one sort of like raggy doll was like, I would quite like to pick flowers too. That sounded like fun. And then others are like, yeah. And they're like, no, but if Rosie is big wasp, then she will take us, we can fly. Blinks, and they're like, you heard her say a bale. You're being very rude, Scarlet. And Scarlet's like, sorry. Anyway, yes, roll your roguish panache.
Because also, if you're the queen, basically you have to sit there and make decisions and lay eggs all day. And it's very boring, and you don't get to go out and pick flowers.
Oh, no. These children, do not want to lay eggs. Who does? I know I don't.
So I rolled a 19 on the dice. I can show you if you like. I feel bad. Because it's... Okay, well, don't roll over to the 3. That's...
Oh, okay. No, I think that sounds like it's a 3. So.
What? No, it was a 19, Tom.
Oh, was that Nat?
I have a plus 12.
Oh, Nat, you dropped it on the floor. Oh, we're not going to take floor count. No, yeah, I believe. 19. At which point, you appear again in the window going,
right, I've had a look around and we could go and the other dolls are like, it is not fun to be a queen. It is not dancing and it is not singing. It is laying eggs.
It's like, what? You watch your own sort of head sort of tilt bizarrely.
Have you ever laid an egg before?
Blink, blink. No, have you?
Yes.
Roll a deception check.
plus 8. Look, we're leaning into all of her good skills at the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Try and ask her to do something wise, it won't go well. 17, that's a 25.
What would you like to happen here? For 25, as you look. Again, it's that sort of problem of like when a small child finally gets the thing that they think is going to be really, really fun and they're like, oh, actually, it's not that great. I don't want to lay eggs.
Desailing carries on.
Yes, I have laid eggs before and it's very painful and sticky.
No, sticky, like jam. I hate sticky.
Like the worst jam.
No.
Are you advancing with the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like me to take on the difficult responsibility of being a queen and then I can help you pick flowers?
Oh. Okay.
It would be my first decree. All of you can pick flowers as much as you like.
Yay.
Stop.
stab. You just, again, like, weirdly, just sort of, again, say switcheroo.
Switcheroo? What? I say it, you say, oh!
you are back. There is a needle plunged into your abdomen.
Ow!
Sorry.
Well, I suppose I've stabbed other people. It's only fair that I stab myself at some point.
Yeah, how does that feel?
Little sore.
Yeah.
No, I've not been told out of on a scale of 0 to 59 how painful it is, but I imagine it's
43. Shut up. You haven't been stabbed. I could be stabbed. Shut up. Yeah, you watch the doll start squabbling.
To the popper. Is this it? Is this the adventure? Can I take them? Are there flowers? I can take them too now.
Waves his hand and going, well, it's a diversion. The cupboard, you know, again, covered in like crayon drawings, swings open and going, yeah, no, if you take them through there. Are you going to take that out of your chest? You still got a silver needle plunged.
Yeah, okay.
You pull it out. Unlike when you do start bee blood, just like...
No. You don't have someone to fix it. Do you fix things like this?
Reaches into his, not his dressing gown, robes. Ceremonial robes.
Sure.
Hands you over a sticky plaster.
I don't know if it'll stick to my fur, but okay. It
does, like when you get something sticky in your hair, but it also sort of bizarrely sort of suctions on, and then, wait for it, permission to poke your plaster.
That sounds strange, but okay.
Just sort of pokes it, and it just vanishes as the skin heals over. There you go.
Where did it go?
Oh, it's now a part of you. I suppose in a greater scheme, there's a part of me in you. You don't worry about it. You don't owe me anything.
I don't know if I want to go down those questions.
No,
let's move on.
No. through the cupboard.
Yes. Well, wait, no, I made a promise. Come along, hive mind. Come along, hive.
About 40... dolls, okay. All of various. They all jump on you. You are absolutely. Hey, fine artist, if you want to draw on a bale, absolutely coated in. And again, it's not just creepy doll. There's like some lions, there's some elephants, you know. It's like, it's not just. They are all possessed with the souls of children, but that's not the
great
problem here. Yeah.
No, that's not a problem.
Yeah. No. Also, well done for not burning this room down, which seems to happen every time someone comes in.
No, this is my hive now.
Yes.
I miss being connected to hundreds of voices at once. They are now mine.
Whee! It's the predominant as you walk out through the cupboard, absolutely covered in children. As you're going down the corridor, there are, you've now just sort of like for about 10 feet, go through a field of flowers, and they all just sort of leap off, and they're like, okay, princess, we will gather all the pollen, and it should be with you by the time you leave.
Excellent, good, do a good job.
We do. Bye, we love you.
Love you too, bye. Stay in touch.
We will, we're a part of you now. Again, floating it. Not in the same, not in the same way. No.
Okay.
I mean, it could be, but I wouldn't advise it.
I feel like my own little mini hive would be quite useful. Are you sure I can't take them with me?
I'll tell you what. You like quests, don't you?
Yes.
Interesting. So waves his hand and goes, I'll keep. It sort of like taps his own head and points at your own. You're like, consider it a side quest.
Consider what a side quest? What, taking them with me?
Yes, they're going to be out there. when you go back. So I suppose if you ever leave Neverwinter, you can go and try and find them.
Do you know where they're going to be? How do I get back here from Neverwinter?
Well, I'll take you back to Neverwinter.
Okay, but I need to know how to get from Neverwinter to their field so I know how to collect them.
You sure do. Would you like to roll a dice?
That's not answering my question.
It really isn't, though.
You want me to roll the two dice rather than the one dice?
Yes, the two dice, if you could.
That's an 87.
87 is a beautiful number for a beautiful room. Oh my goodness, I don't actually know if we've done this one. Good God! As like two different aspects of these two characters both look on in shock and then flash back into their preformed.
The illusionist is just like, what?
I know! the robe starts vibrating as obviously like messages are coming through. It's like, nope, I haven't got. You'll probably mess it up. The face so rude. As you cross the field, there is a gate at the far end. Do you go through the gate?
That way to the quest, yes?
That way to the quest.
Then, absolutely.
You open the gate, step through, and just feel this sort of as you are teleported into a room. You are in a sandstone-walled room. Around you, there are skeletons. Lots of skeletons. There's humanoids. There are no Abel.
We don't have skeletons.
No, you have husks.
Carapaces.
There are no carapaces. There's a loxodon over there. In the center of the room, there is a large pedestal. And on that pedestal is a beautiful pink gem. And you think, that is a real nice looking gem. You know, I don't know sort of how, you're a princess, you probably like shiny, nice things. That's a really good gem. Now, in front, there's the pedestal gem. Behind it is a door. And flashing in like pink, like there's almost like some gas in some tubes, which is causing something to flash, which simply reads "Insert gem to exit," and it's pointing at a little section by the door.
The illusionist pops up and says, "Don't be silly, the poppet. We have had this one."
tries to sort of grab her and go, I haven't done it. I could change it up. And just feels slap on the back of his, ow! Don't hit me! Again, turns back to the princess and goes, we have a good relationship. It's solid.
It looks healthy.
They let me do all the colouring in, which is a very important job.
I'm sure you do it well. Thank you. I just put the gem in the hole above the door.
Yes.
Okay.
She'll do her usual float, fly over to the gem, pick it up.
This is, of course, the hilarious thing, because you're flying. So as the floor drops and portals appear, you are just still floating. And another portal opens and a different hand slaps it. Ow! Why is everyone hitting me? And you just hear a voice going, I told you were going to mess it up. And I was like, no. All right.
Is the poppet floating as well?
Yeah. Oh.
Are you
Don't
all right?
You judge me. No. I'm having a time. I thought this was a good one, but.
I'm sorry, were you expecting me to fall?
He kind of squints and is like, I mean, I could... No, that wouldn't be fair.
I could pretend to fall if you like.
Yes, please do.
I can... That portal, that's connected to that, right?
Yeah. Now you're thinking of portals.
I could just fly through.
Yes, that's... and stop. Just...
How many times would you like me to do that?
4.
Okay.
As you come back in, the poppet's just like leaning against the wall going, it's fine. It's fine.
I know what I was missing. I know. Here you go. Hold on to this for me. The gem.
In his one hand. It's like, alright.
And she'll pretend, she'll fly through but like waggle her arms and go, ah!
Is that better?
Are you terrified? Oh, falling.
I'm so scared. I can pretend if you... You look sad. Talking is a free action.
as he hurls the gem as the wall, I just... I also, playing Uslam Din, who can also fly, just Chris is like, oh, you can't get up that cliff. And I'm like,
Could fly?
Could fly? Not a problem. I'm going to be honest, quite a lot of our traps are like, and then you fell in a hole. You're just like, just off I go.
Good old flight.
Goodbye. Same with Uslam, where he's got basically he's got devil sight, so it's like you're in the darkness, it's like I can see like it's day. I could just read a book in here, this is great.
It's fine, it's normal.
It's fine, I don't have a problem. Hi Nat.
Hi Tom.
Hi.
How's it going?
One day someone's going to respect the poppet. And get on. I even feel like to tell him there's a weird generous, like, oh, I could pretend to be scared, and like, that's even worse. Gracious. Well, I'm glad you got turned into a creepy doll for a bit.
Yeah. It's the role I was born to play.
I was going to say the number of times you've done creepy doll voice, where you're just like, just a sad little robot. Sad little robot going on its own little adventures.
Yep.
We are looking forward to the old Doris campaign. She's like, hello.
Does this unit have a soul?
Oh, God, it's asking the question. Oh, again, like in Portal, it's like, we're going to put it in the compressor. It's like, no, please don't. I love you. You're like, shut up. Okay. Door kicks open. No! Absolutely not!
Stop making me regret these choices!
Why does this always happen when I give things life? I want to go outside. You can't go outside! Anyway, I believe talking is a free action.
Yes, so him.
I shall roll the dice now.
He's taken all the power. Shall roll the dice.
I shall be the one who rolls the dice. Oh my god. With 39. Hey Nat, which two characters from Roll Together do you ship the most? This is a kissing episode.
A kissing episode? I feel like I've had this question. Maybe I've asked someone else this question and then they've been very rude and put it back on me.
Very rude. Hey, what would you call your band, Nat? What would you call your band?
No, Tom, no!
I've given you like 8 months. You just flip the table.
This is the room. This is the room that I should have had. That it would break me. No!
shipping.
Obviously Thomas and Shavaris.
Oh, absolutely.
Is the obvious answer. Because that was fun. I don't know if... Let's see. Out of my characters... they've all either got their own thing going on already or are not particularly, like, that way inclined. Like, Valka obviously had her husband... there was a weird flirtation with, well, kind of one way, like Agnes and Belinda were very touchy-feely with Malka in your one shot. I don't know if she returned the favour. I don't know if that's a ship, really, so much as
I was going to say, is that what we're calling it now? I don't know if she returned the favour.
No arm squeezes from her. No. Ildrathni, obviously, sort of got their own sort of weird thing with Manzorius that maybe we'll get to look at some point or other, or maybe not, I don't know. You know, the one that that I thought was such a shame, and it's not necessarily a ship, but is that my character for Sean's one shot that led into Death's Door, Nora, who was one of the I'm definitely not evil scientists that I narrated in Nexus. I think there was a brief moment where I was like, oh, you know what? If Nora and Evie's character Arcana got to go off and just do wacky experiments and explore the world together, that would have been lovely. So in my head, I don't think it's romantic, but I ship that.
That's fair. For the greatest ship of all is the friendship.
The friendship.
Yeah. You're like, oh no, they're kissing. I'm like, good Lord. Oh dear. Oh my.
Purely platonic.
Purely platonic kissing. Good morning. Mwah. Let's go do evil science. Oh, that is sweet. That's nice. That's I'm not going to ask you about if you ship anyone else's characters, because that's a bit forward. But you're like, no, I want to see. The insanity of like going, yeah, speed dating for some of our characters where they're just like, just hanging out.
Do you think that actually there's a lot of adventurers in Faerun, and it's a tough life, you know, and it's hard to keep down a stable relationship when you've seen death, you've stared it in the face, right? That changes a person. So I imagine that actually an adventurer speed dating thing would work quite well and be quite beneficial for those who need it. But I think a lot of our adventures for other people's characters, it feels like either they're potentially that way inclined, but it's not necessarily with any of the people in the party, and it's all sort of like a, yeah, sure, maybe. Or that story's already been told as part of it. I don't think there's, I don't know if there's any that I, and again, my memory is not flawless, but none come to mind where I got to the end of the series and thought, oh, that was a shame that didn't get pushed further.
So. I still just like the idea of like a little heart in Waterdeep. They're like, hey. But I think that's the problem, that you'll be like, oh yeah, no, I had like a really nice date with this rogue. And then they stole the jewel, you know, so just like, hey, now. It turns out we've got like a Batman Catwoman thing going, which is fun, but very tiring. It's just...
Yeah, I already had a nemesis, and now tried to date, got another one.
Again, talking of like Lego Batman, it was like, no, I'm your nemesis. And you're like, no, you're not. You're like, no, but well, me and you.
We had a thing.
You're like, no, you're my boyfriend. You're like, well, I could still, you know, be an anti-hero. And then you'd be like, no, I know you. This isn't you. And then, are we having a fight? I need some time. You're like, going to the rest of your party and going, so how do you meet people? Like, taverns. It seems very complicated. It seems very... Oh, no, fair enough. I still need that band name, though.
Talkie is a free action.
Hi. Oh, God, you did this to me last time. You did a... Hi, other Nat.
Hi, other Tom.
with a 74. I'm not even good. I'm inverting that. I'm making it a 47. Hey, Nat, pick one type of dice. Give it a voice. What does it sound like? Oh. Go on, master voice actor. Oh,
what? That's you not are. Fair.
You are a master.
You're like, hey, that job you do for a living, prove it in front of the internet.
Yeah. It's like that whole thing when you've got a doctor and you're like, yeah, look at this lump. You're like, go on. This is actually hilarious. It's like, yeah, go
fix
on,
it,
show
then,
up.
Doctor.
Fix it.
I'm going to go for the humble D6.
It's a classic.
A classic because, you know, it's not as flashy or as elaborate as any of the other set. But it's used for so many more games. It's very practical and it's always going to be there for you if you need it.
And I think it talks in quite a serious way. Wait, where's the two? Let's get the two. It's got an eyes. There we go. Yes. I'm here if you need me. I know I'm not the most exciting one to roll because if you're rolling me, it means that you're rolling for damage usually. And of all the dice to be rolling for damage, in this instance, for D&D, I'm probably not the one that you really want to be rolling, but hey, you know, it's more exciting than D4. I know you probably want to be rolling the D12. They're so flashy. But you know
hey,
what?
Don't include me in this sharp D4. Carry on.
But I am practical across all games, not just the one with the dragons. So
vote for best dice.
So elect me.
Elect me as best dice. I'm the one you're most likely to have. Do you remember playing Snakes and Ladders? That was a classic. Yeah, no. Congratulations. You are now promoted to Voice of the D6.
Voice of the D6.
Oh, God. And now this is the problem that we're trying to remember with the dice heads. Which is the D6?
I want to say rogue. That I'm sure there was definitely a pattern that G had when he was drawing them. Because I think he started with the D20 on like the original base classes or something. And then there was some kind of thought process of that's the dice that they roll. So I think it might be D6 is rogue because that's your sneak attack dice.
That does sound right. I am looking at a picture of
furiously
a very,
scrolling.
Very cute sea otter, which is very excited that it's been reconnected with its... Why are you trying to show me couples in sync roll together? Why are you trying to show me romantic novels? This is not a...
What are you doing, Tom?
I was trying to look at our merchandise to see if I could find a picture of the.
Sure. Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. I was like. I know. Tom is known for an occasional bumble and an occasional sidebar. Like a segue, but sea otters on my phone came out of left field.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be honest.
It's the paladin.
Ah. Fair enough.
Yeah. Square. Does smite involve D6s? I suppose, as you said, like G had a
smiting.
Interesting.
Look at me knowing that off the top of my head.
Yeah,
that's not. Didn't know that. Sounds like I've played this too much.
Yeah, it's like we've spent too much time with the clickety clackities. Well, gracious. I suppose you don't want to talk his reaction again. Take us even deeper.
Sure, why not? Do it.
Oh,
third level of inception. Start spinning that little top. Talking is a free action.
Oh, God. How do we get out of this one? That's just... And I'm not asking the Watchmen question. Everyone's so mean about it. What's your favourite shape?
Triangle is strong.
What's your favourite colour?
Teal.
If you combine the two together, would that be the best colour shape combination?
I mean, what am I doing with this teal triangle? Am I putting it on the wall?
Yes.
Okay. it's okay.
Or you could put it on the front of your notepad. You're like, so you have to look at teal triangle.
Sure. I mean, it's not going to delight me, but it's not going to horrify me either.
God. This is not delight me. This is not spark joy.
Tom, Marie Kondo would get rid of all triangles. Yeah.
Tom, why did you think this would be a good thing for you to do? I don't know. I just ask people what shapes they like and I put them on the wall. You know, I would have appreciated like a nice Rembrandt, maybe a
that'd be nice.
That poster with the cat in Paris, but you've just put shapes on the wall.
Mm-hmm. That poster of the cat often wrongly attributed to Toulouse-Lautrec, but it was not him.
Who did do it?
I'd love to tell you, and I really feel like I should have... I stumbled very, very far too easily into that trap because I should have in my brain. Basically, I directed a show about Toulouse-Lautrec last year and we needed posters of his work on the walls and that came up everywhere, but that's not his. Yeah. We had to find other ones.
I just feel as a hand slaps me again. I'm like, no, you can't do it in the talkies of free action. That's... Again, that is a great thing where you've got that piece of shape at the end. It's like, I can tell you what it's not. I can't tell you what it is, though. But it's like Le Chat Noir.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking about Toulouse-Lautrec now, just, as I often do.
He was great. He was a fascinating character.
Yeah.
My friend wrote the play, and it did well. So.
Not just in the Moulin Rouge.
Anyway.
There's a good book, people, if you want to read, called Sacre Bleu, which is about muses and the fact that blue was used for... Anyway, Toulouse-Lautrec's the main character in that, and the implication is that having a muse gives you syphilis. Fuck with the book club.
That's a terrible implication. Like, don't become an artist at all. Don't be creatively inspired at all, otherwise you'll get an STI. I mean, look, I know that artists and creatives have a reputation, but healthcare is better these days, you know? People are more educated.
It's not just mercury injected into your...
No.
We've actually done science. Medical science.
We did a science, so people are better now. I mean, still get checked for STIs, though, team.
Yeah. Hey. Hey, kids. Hey, consenting adults. Don't roll that dice. Go get yourself checked out for STIs. Yeah.
Get that chlamydia test.
Just get that chlamydia. No, that's not.
No.
That's just what I say. No.
Roll Together does not endorse the statements made by one Tom Yances.
As I said, he just burbles away. He's an experience. Anyway, we pull away this layer. We pull away this layer. We pull away this layer. We're back. Right. Okay. Sticks the gem in the door. Right. We've only done two. Your Majesty.
Did we have a quota?
Yes. Speaking of quotas, if you head through the door.
Okay.
You bumble through the door. You are now back in a white void. But this time, by the door, there are two sacks. Mm-hmm. And your bale senses tell you that is absolutely full of pollen.
Oh. Oh. Are the dolls here?
The dolls are not here. No, the dolls are out there in the material plane somewhere. Expect a side quest to go find them. And if you find them, they're yours.
Okay.
I'll give you a hint. What's a good hint? Hags.
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 Okay. The hags have my dolls?
The hags have your dolls?
Well, then they must be stopped.
Exactly. If you could go deal with that, much appreciated.
What am I to do with these sacks? I can't carry them.
Oh,
I'm not very strong.
No.
I don't know how I flew with all those dolls attached to me, to be honest.
Neither do I. You did. Levitation. Why? Because it was funny. Okay, fair enough. Do you eat pollen?
I believe so. Maybe.
That
sounds like a question for someone who actually keeps bees.
I tell you what. You tuck into that. I'm just going to talk to... walks over a couple of feet and looks over. Thank you very much, everyone, for joining us here for Talking is a Free Action. You can find us every... Eat your pollen, Your Majesty. Anyway, you can find us every Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. I think we're still in GMT. It could be BS... No, no, it's only just spring. Anyway, we're also on Mondays and Tuesdays, 6 to 9 p.m., and you can find us streaming documentaries such as The Adventures of Her Majesty here. I also, on Tuesdays, there is Fracture, in which a bunch of teenagers basically have a lovely time, and only one of them is dead so far, so that's a selling point. If you are enjoying this, you can find the VODs at twitch.tv/rolltogetherRPG, and also we are on YouTube, actually most social media. If you look up Roll Together RPG, you can find us. Once again, a massive thank you to the D20 Club. We couldn't do this without you. Also, they've made us a wiki, so you can try and work out maybe if someone could go on the wiki and go, bees eat pollen, and that's a useful bit of information. Also the Discord, where you could go, bees eat pollen, and we could be like, cool, we recorded this like 3 weeks ago, but good knowledge. To Salem.
I remembered I was supposed to have a mask.
Yeah. You just, again, that's the thing, like little bee hands has been disappearing under. I will leave you with the memory of, if you find some hags, you'll get some treasure.
Will I not remember everything else?
Is there anything you particularly want to remember?
It has been a strange time.
It has. I mean, I've enjoyed it, but...
Oh, good. But I want you to remember that you're doing okay, and not to let them bully you.
Sure.
Do you need me to stab the puppet?
Yes.
Stab.
As you pin the poppet's hand to the wall, with the other, it lifts up. You feel a portal behind you opening up. Sorry about this. Gust! You're blasted back. As you fall back, you see the door behind you, the lettering above it slowly forming into words you can finally comprehend. And as you fall back, knowing a hag has your treasure, the letters simply form, "Stay classy at the table," and the portal shuts. And that is a plot hook.